in studies taking place over several decades. Researchers have confirmed the long-time negative impact of maltreatment on children. It can affect their behavioral, social, mental, and physical health well into adulthood. There are many kinds of abuse that children can be subject to, but researchers say the prevalence of emotional abuse is rising. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to talk a little about this misunderstood form of abuse. What's considered verbal abuse, Doug?
Well, verbal abuse can include shouting or screaming, belittling, even sarcasm, or threatening language directed at a child. Chronically communicating conflicting messages, or, you know, gaslighting, can be abusive. What a lot of people don't realize is the impact it has on a child and the damage it does can be comparable to that of physical abuse.
I know that it can be harder for doctors or social workers and childcare providers to identify when verbal abuse is taking place at home. It doesn't leave physical evidence like bruises that we associate with physical abuse. What should concerned adults be on the lookout for?
In young children, be on the lookout for those who are overly clingy, even with adults they've just met. Do they use profanity often? Is there an exaggerated sense of fearfulness of others? This can emerge by being overly rigid around authority figures. Regressing when it comes to bedwetting or a disruption in their usual sleep patterns can all be warning signs that something isn't right.
Are there signs to be on the lookout for in parents, too? For example, we've talked about children being weaponized in marital conflicts on the show before. What other signs can there be?
So ask yourself if parents are putting unreasonable or impossible demands on the child without consideration of the child's age or developmental abilities. Are they often referring to the child as an object, such as calling the child it?
So how can we take action if we do spot suspected child abuse, verbal or otherwise? How can we report it?
Anyone who witnesses abusive behavior towards a child can and should report it. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is a great resource to start with if you're unsure who to call in your community or if you have more questions. We'll also post resources on the WEAA website.
Thank you, Doug. Child abuse is everyone's business.